Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 39 degrees.
K8LX listening.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees.
KB8
Ollie. Hey, how's this radio working? This is Gary's new radio.
Your Gary's broken up. Couldn't hear you.
It could be on your end. Find a hot spot. Home already? Didn't hear what you said. I'm going to clear out of here. I'm programming a couple frequencies in for him. Can't be hit all week.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees.
You still there, Diane? KB8OE.
Hey, cell monitoring, anyone out there?
You're making it. How you copy me?
That's good. I can get a little bit. Sounds good.
Maybe you should switch to 145310. You might make it in there better.
Hey, let me try that. KBHL 73.
KBHOOE.
KBHL monitoring.
I can hear you there. You may even make it better into the third one down. I don't know. We'll see. You sound up. You were 100% copy that time.
It's so good. I mean, there might be just a little bit of static, but not good anymore.
Where you at, Gary? What intersection?
I'm coming up on Henderson Road and Coldwater.
Yeah, you might be better off. Try that 147380. That's Flint. They just dumped some money into that machine.
Okay, 10-4. Hey, DHL monitoring, are 73 clear?
Yeah, just throw your call sign out. It doesn't matter. Just throw your call sign out and jump over there, and then you'll know. You'll be able to hear me better, I would imagine.
Okay, I'm on that frequency now, and you sound real good. 147.
You dropped right in the pocket, dude. There's not any noise on you. Yeah, and I'll clear up a little bit here when I get on to 15 because all them hills I just went through, and that repeater up there up north is quite a ways up. But there's a lot of remote receives. But you sound good. I mean, the radio and the antenna is working for you.
Oh yeah, she's working good. I'm happy, man. I'm glad I got another one.
Money, you can't go wrong, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they practically give them away, and, you know, there could be some nefarious programming in there, but I don't know, I'm not that worried about it, because I've got other radios and transverters that do all sorts of weird stuff, which we'll be doing soon enough, as long as I don't end up, either of us end up in the hospital again anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Me neither. Yeah, I'm glad I got to at least do a really basic program in it so you can switch between the link system repeaters. It's really handy having these. But like I said, when you're too close, like, you'll hear people on the repeaters of the new folks on there, and they'll be 50 feet apart trying to talk through a repeater, and it just doesn't work. It washes out the front end. You have to run that simplex, and then you've seen how far we got. Where did you lose me at?
I was almost Henderson Road.
Otter Lake.
Yeah, that's quite a little ways away, buddy.
20 watts. You get a lot of gain with these type of antennas and that big one. The big top of that big one is it hits everything.
Well, yeah, it's over 6 foot tall, I think.
I think it is 62, 64, I think it's over, a little over 5 foot. I think it's 5'2".
Okay, something like that.
Real nice when you're traveling down the road, especially in a small pack like that. The simplex, where we were just losing each other, we would have still had each other fairly solid. We would have got that much more distance on the split. So you might have made it to Davison, and I'd probably made it closer to Millington than I was, for sure.
Well, I'm at home now.
Yeah. Now, the Lapeer is 14662. And the Bay City, Guilford, they're calling it Guilford, but that's at 14531. And then The one you're on is Flint, 147380. And then the bottom VFO on that set is FM Simplex 2 meter calling frequency. So anyways, I'll let you clear out and go in the house so you can kick back. I appreciate the help of Rick, and I'm glad you end up with a TV out of the deal. I've got a bunch of them already, and I use them for computer monitors.
All right, K8ZHL, 73, clear.
I'll talk to you soon enough. 73, Kimmy, at OE.
K8ZHL. K8ZHL, monitoring.
How's it going?
I left my code at Rick's.
You gotta be kidding.
My phone is in my coat.
Hey.
So I gotta go back.
So the other, the ICOM we hooked up, that's in your other truck.
Yeah, that, the one that's in the truck is a 5100, and then the 2730A is in the house.
You got, now you got one you can just unplug from the lighter, unhook from the antenna, and take in whatever, take in somewhere, or leave it in there, or whatever.
Exactly. That's all I have to do.
I'll tell you, they do the job.
Oh, it's doing its job right now.
You lose that repeater when you get over there by Huey's place, but you can always switch back to Lapeer, and it'll cut the mustard just fine.
Well, it's nothing else. Yeah, I got to go back, but I can look for deer on my way now, so. You know, it's nice when I like seeing them deer.
Got them over there, buddy. A lot of really rough territory, and kids don't hunt them no more.
Well, for a while, they were so expensive. Who wanted to go hunt? It was like $85.
That's the state, the pirates, you know.
Exactly.
Said they run one right down in the river, got shot, somebody stuck it or shot it or something, run right down in the river, and DNR comes, said it had that wasting disease.
That ain't good.
I don't know how they
There's
how
a
they
deer here that got hit by a car.
Hit like that,
somebody cut the back steps out of it.
Nothing wrong with them to still be staggering around in circles.
Did you hear what I said? There's a deer on the side of the road, and somebody cut the back straps off of it and left it.
Roadkill. Trust me, there's enough coyotes to take care of that mess. There's a lot of them. You know, Gary, I listened to about 20 or 30 of them running deer out on the ice one night.
Yeah, we got a big patch by our house.
Quite a bit of tannin stuff still laying around.
Yeah. Man, the water is just glass right now.
Way down, too. It's about 8 feet down.
Yes, it is, but it's glass right now. I mean, it is just as smooth as glass.
I used to like getting my little hydroplane out there on the water.
Yeah, he's just happier than heck, dude. Hey, 8 DHL.
TV Good evening, Ollie. I'm, where am I? North of Millington. I'm just about, I must be about 3-4 miles out of Vassar right now.
I'm on Stanley. I'm coming up to Germany. You still sound like you're ready to sign me.
That's the repeaters. They're doing the, that's the muscle, the repeaters linked together like that. So, you know, HF does that quite a bit locally in the wintertime, but I'll tell you, sometimes in the summer, between the static crashes and just not having no propagation, and these things always work. And I'll tell you, when we went up north that time, we're all the way over there in, what'd I tell you the name of that town was? Farwell? I don't know. Anyways, we're way over there by Cadillac, getting real close to Cadillac. And I was still getting into this system really good from way over there.
I got on Chirp last night looking around. I didn't see anything for Hainer.
Know the frequency. I don't know, where's that in, where's that at?
Hey.
That?
Three big deer right here. Out in the middle of the field.
There's nobody killing them. Where's that machine at you're talking about?
That repeater that's called Hainer.
Unless you give me a frequency or a location, I have no idea.
I think it's in Hainer, Michigan. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure.
I know where that is.
I'll have to give you the frequency off my other truck, because it's programmed in there.
KF8DSC in the mobile downtown plant. Good. And you guys sound like you're, I'm setting right downtown Flint. In fact, I'm looking at the 2-6 repeater. You guys sound like you're sitting in the truck next to me. Gotta love them repeaters. Man, we're both on them little junk QIT and Baoji Chinese radios. I'm on my antenna's a clone of the SG7500, and he's got a SG7500 antenna he's in, and it does sound good. The microphone on that little radio sounds great. Yeah, both you guys are coming in real strong. I heard one of you guys mentioning the lake was like glass. Were you out by Murphy Lake, or what water were you talking?
It was the Holloway Reservoir. I mean, it is just flat as can be.
Yeah, I've got a couple friends who live on Holloway. They say it's down 6-8 feet at least. Said it's way down.
Yeah, it's way down. Yep, it is.
Well, I don't want to keep you guys. I just wanted to jump in there and tell you guys we're coming in good and strong. Have a good night, fellas. This is KF8BSC in the mobile downtown Flint.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
7-3, thanks for jumping in. Yeah, I'm in Vassar right now, so I got about 4 blocks, Gary, and I'm going to be signing shortly.
All right, well, hey, thanks for talking to us, the guy in front there. We'll talk at you guys later, KA8DHL73, clear.
I forgot to mention, his name is Randy, also. KF8DHL,
Parts coming through for you from Diamond and that little radio and your mag base, so you could put it on the newer truck and plugging it in and playing with it. Like I said, look, when we get a chance, I've got that multi HDMI plug to program all these radios, so I'll make sure that we can, and I'll test it on mine first, so you're not out nothing. If we let the magic smoke out of mine, I'm not going to cry too loud. So I've owned these radios for a long time. And it used to be less than $50 you could get these little mobile radios. They do get warm. So when you're rag-chewing Simplex like we were, usually you can back them down to low power and you won't have any problems with it. Sumtree, I'm at Diane's, KB8OE.
KB8ZHL, monitoring. KB8ZHL, monitoring.
Wow, there's so many nice companies out there.
KB8ZHL, 73, clear.
KB8ZHL, monitoring. There's a basic calling up there, probably not getting in the power.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Is anyone there?
Hey Darren, KK8LAX. I am here. You're getting in real nice and good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Just on my way home. Just wanted to see if I could get into the repeater from where work is.
Yep, you're getting in loud and clear. Maybe a little tiny bit of background static, but nothing that means anything. You sound really good. What's your location? How far from the machine are you?
I'm in Madison Heights. I think I'm on 13. Well, going to turn on to 13 whenever I get the chance. I'm at 13 in DeQuinter, though.
And you're on an HT in the car. Do you have an external antenna, or are you just talking with your HT with a ducky?
I am with my HT using about a 6-inch antenna or something like that. It's not one that's, I'd say it's good, but it's the UV Pro that I'm on right now, so works in that regard, I guess.
Yeah, for being inside a metal cage, you're getting in real good. It just sounds good. I'm glad you're able to test it a bit. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
Yeah, it's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Yeah. So I was chatting with John about MANET, I think it's pronounced, M-A-N-E-T, MAN portable mesh network radio kind of a thing. Not proper mesh networking, because proper mesh networking requires an uplink. Do you know anything about that?
I haven't really done much research. I know something about MeshTastic, but That's about the extent of my mesh network knowledge.
I'm kind of curious if we can find any sort of a use to actually make it worthwhile to, like, try to use that kind of a technology for something. Not necessarily the stuff that you were talking about because it's just insanely expensive. So it's something more consumer friendly, price tag.
Sorry about that. I got a phone call. If you wanna send me a direct message what that's called, I wouldn't be opposed to doing some research and learning a little bit about it. But yeah, as of current, I don't have any valuable knowledge about it.
Okay, I'm on 13 Mile Road. I'm hearing the repeater crap. You're probably hearing me crap. I'll talk to you later.
Just a little bit of popcorn, but I was still able to hear you pretty good. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
This is KF8BSC, Bravo Sierra Charlie, up in the Flint area, breaking in.
Go ahead, breaking station. This is KE8LAX. The name here is Dean.
Dean, this is Randy. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Sierra Charlie, in the mobile up in the Flint area. In fact, I'm looking at the 2-6 right now. I just want to pop in and say you guys are coming in like you're sitting in the truck next to me. Nice and clear.
Copy that. Appreciate it. I'm currently in the mobile. We're coming in off the Mount Clemens repeater, both Darren and I, KF8ETQ. We're coming in on the Mount Clemens repeater, and yeah, he was coming in pretty good. In the past, he's had some issues getting into the machine, which was why he was curious how he was getting in from his location. Back over to you.
I was just talking to a couple guys earlier here on the 3-8. This repeater system is really amazing. How it allows us to talk miles and miles apart, and yet sound like you're sitting in the truck with me.
Absolutely. The UHF, the VHF, and the DMR network set up through CMN is amazing. I really like it. I'm particularly a giant fan of the DMR network that's set up. Goes all the way up to the Sioux locks, and I love it. The range you can get with the error correction, there's almost no noise. I don't know if you're familiar with operating on DMR, but I personally really like it. This is KE8LAX.
I'm not familiar with it. Never experimented with it. I'm as far as a licensed ham operator. Back in July it's been about a year and a half now for me. I retired from law enforcement, always worked public service up here in Genesee County in the Flint area, worked fire, police, worked as a medic, and I had wanted to get my ham license since 1982. And a year ago, July, I finally thought, doggone it, I've got the time. It's a little harder at 64 for soon to be 65 to study and memorize, especially. But I took the test, and I think I missed 3 on the test, so I was happy with that and at least got my tech. I'm thinking about bumping up, but yeah, I cracked the book. And I thought, good Lord, there's even a lot more than the tech at the next level.
Absolutely, and you know, one of the things I'm still only a tech. I got my ticket in 2018, and I will eventually here bump myself up. But one of the things that I really would like to try to achieve is a Yagi on a HT, and I would like to try to make an ISS contact. I think that would be that'd be really cool. But you being in law enforcement, you're probably very familiar with P-25. Well, maybe not familiar, but you've used it. And that same similar, well, I shouldn't say same, but similar performance is kind of like DMR. You can have one tower and go for miles and miles and miles and have virtually no static or interference.
Oh, yeah. Know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that's very true. It's really amazing. But I am a huge space nut. Space nut and a huge weather nut. In my past lives or in my future lives, I should have been a meteorologist and an astronaut. I love them both. But I am a huge space station watcher. I've got the app, and when they fly over Michigan, I'm out there watching it like it was the first time I had ever seen it. But I would love to make a contact with them. That would be the ultimate right there. KF8BSC for ID.
KF8ETQ, Darren, you doubled up with them. Go ahead again.
I was saying that DMR is kind of more the cheaper and more easier to get into digital radio than the P25. The P25 is more like the Apple in terms of expensive and kind of nice somewhat for the feature set that it has and for the use case it is.
I agree. Sorry I doubled up, and thank you for that, Darren, also. My name is Randy, KF8BSC, up here in the Flint area. That would be the ultimate for me, is to make a contact with the ISS. I keep a look. I get notifications when they fly over Michigan, and I've probably seen it 200 times, and it's every time is like the first time. I just think that is so cool. The ultimate would be able to make a contact with them. That would be it.
KF8BLX, comment.
Go ahead, comment. This is KELAX. I have to run in the house for a minute, so I will stand off to the side. But go ahead, comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, as far as the ISS contacts, you don't have to really have any specialized equipment. I do it with just a vertical dual-band antenna. It helps if your radio has, you know, two-sided capabilities, to where you can listen on one half of it and transmit on the other half of it. But even if you don't have that, you can use, like I've done it before with two verticals, and I'm talking about magnet mounts that are just sitting on top of my garage. I've done it before with two verticals, just using a handheld to listen with, to hear when I could hear it, and then use my larger radio to transmit with when it comes time for that. It's just a matter of learning how to track it and learning how to do the offsets. But it can be done with just standard vertical antennas. I do it all the time. And right now, actually, I've got a Yaesu FT847 that has a satellite mode on it, so it does track on one side listening and then track for transmit on the other side. But like I said, I have done it with just two handhelds before. So just to let you know, it's really not that difficult. You just got to be persistent with it.
Well, that is, so I gather you've made contact with them. That is so cool. Just to know that's a possibility. That is extremely cool. What, give me your, I always make a list of new contacts, and you'll be 110 if you'll give me your call and name and what town you're from. Again, that would be wonderful. Again, my name is Randy, KF8 Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Sierra Charlie, and I'm up in the Flint area.
Yep, it's nice to meet you there, Randy. My name is Rick. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Lima X-Ray, and I am in the New Lothrop area, so we're probably hitting the same repeater right now. But yeah, it's not always that you're making contact directly with the astronauts themselves. They only get on, actually very rarely, when you hear the actual astronauts talking, but what you do is you hit the satellite, and it's like hitting one of our repeaters here, except for it ships it all over the world. So you can make contacts, you know, all over the world. Most of the time, depending on where it's flying over, what, you know, trajectory it's flying over and everything like that, you're making contacts with other people in the U.S. But I have had one opportunity to make contact with an actual astronaut, and it was early, early morning, probably 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I just, it came over, and I turned the radio on, and when it got in range, I just threw my call sign out there, and sure enough, one of the astronauts was actually on it and came back to me. So, yep, it is exciting and it is fun, and there's also plenty of other satellites out there that you can bounce off of and talk to different areas of the world and different bands. There's sideband satellites, there's FM satellites, sideband satellites. There's all kinds of opportunities out there. I'd say the best thing to do is, you know, you said you've got the tracker on your phone there. There's a few applications you can download and track all the satellites, and it'll track them as they're coming into your orbit, as they're coming into your, you know, your vectoring area there. Okay, I'm getting long-winded at that, but, yeah, KF8BLX, back to you.
That is very cool, Rick. I'll have to pay a little more attention to it. I would love to, even for them to acknowledge my call would be a wonderful thing. I've done a little deer hunting in New Lothrop. I've got a guy that I used to work with, Tim Ebono. I know Ebono is a big name in that area, but he has a farm at the corner of Ferdin and Briggs Road, if you know where that's at. Known Tim for a long, long time.
Yep, definitely heard the name before and know the location there. I actually rent a house from, I don't know if you know the Krupps or not, from the Krupps Farms, but I rent one of their original farmhouses from them.
Absolutely, I know that name. I met them through Tim. I used to go out and help him during his harvest time. I'd drive a grain truck or a tractor pulling a grain trailer home. He has a corn dryer at his farm on 57, and it was kind of fun. Helped him for a couple of years, but met the Krupp family through him. Ebono's used to own I can't think of the name of it. Big restaurant in downtown Chesning. Was it Heritage House? Is that what it was called? Does that ring a bell to you?
Yeah, there is. I think is that the one that's right on the corner there at Latham's Corners?
If you said Layton Corners, that's not it. This was right downtown Chesning, across the river, was on the south side of 57. I don't know what it's called in town, but it was a big mansion-sized home, a big white home, and I think it was called the Heritage House. Fancy dining, but it was owned by the Ebono family. I think they sold it years ago, but of course, the home is still there, but beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah, I haven't been here that long. I actually transplanted here from Bay City, so it's been 4 or 5 years now, but I definitely like it out here much better. It's a lot quieter, and, well, kind of quieter. I live right on 57. I mean, basically, the road is 10 steps from the front porch, but other than that, it's nice and quiet around here, and lots of wildlife, and I can pretty much step out in the backyard and bag a deer if I wanted to.
Are you east or west of the river? Yes, you said you're not in Chesning, are you? You're in New Lothrop.
Yeah, I am right on 57, about a mile and a half west of 13.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we were talking about Chesning, and I just assumed that you that you lived in Chesning, but you don't. Yeah, I'm looking at, I've got a hunting app called Onyx. Of course, it shows me all the owned properties. I'm at 57 and Briggs Road, and the name that pops up is Timothy and Jane Krupp. So that's why I was thinking. But I know roughly right where you're at.
Yep, Brinks is just a couple rows down. I am right off the corner of BT and 57. BT doesn't sound any, it doesn't spell anything like it sounds. So I'm pretty sure you've probably heard of it before.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It doesn't spell anything like it sounds. Yeah, they've got a, I'm assuming it's the same family, but they have a grocery store in Flushing, Michigan, which is south of you. But, yeah, how they got Beaky out of that, I don't know, but it's sure spelled oddly. Well, I'm going to wrap up here. I'm going to head towards the home. I live in Clio, so straight east of you. Right off of Vienna Road, or 57. I don't know if you know that it's Vienna Road, but good talking to you, Rick. Nice meeting you on the air here. And I usually hang out on 2.6, but I've just started lately listening on the 3.8, so maybe I'll hook up with you another time. This is KF8BSC in the mobile. Be clear on your final, Rick.
Alrighty, yep, definitely good talking to you, and yeah, I've heard you chit-chitting with Terry quite a bit over there. I just kind of keep the scan button on and scan through all the local repeaters around here and chime in when I hear something interesting. You guys just kind of caught a subject there that I like to play with myself. But yeah, definitely good talking to you, and we'll talk again soon. I'll say 73 and have yourself a great night. KF8BLX, and I'll be back monitoring.
Yeah, real quickly, Rick. Terry was my Elmer, I guess. I had a radio and listened for, oh, probably 4 or 5 months before I took my test and finally got my license. But he lives about a mile and a half west of me, so I visit him often. He's an elderly guy. He's 83 or 84, but very, very active and a great, he's become a really good friend. Glad you know who I'm talking about. All right, jumping on 475 here. Have a good night, 73. And I'll talk to you when I talk to you. KF8BSC, I'll be clear.
Okay, just seeing you added one, I'm going to add one real quick too. Yep, Terry was actually my first contact after I got my my license. I was standing in my window with a hand held and trying to figure things out. And he kind of walked me through a couple things there, so. Definitely a good guy to have around. Have a good night there. KF8BLX.
All right, you too, Rick. Thanks. Have a good night.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 35 degrees.
Listening.
Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 33 degrees.
You on 7.2, Tom, NAWRO?
Yes, sir. I just put my node back in the house and got it hooked up hardwired to the network. And so now I have established communication to WA8MAC.
Yeah, it is nice to hear a good signal from you on 7.2. That is a milestone. Congratulations.
Yeah, I couldn't get it to work in my van with the wires, you know, with the Wi-Fi, even though it said it was connected and everything. So I'm like, you know, to hay with it. You know, I don't need it sitting on the kitchen table or behind the TV, so I put it in my front room, which you're familiar with coming to the house. And I put it on top of my network switch that's up there and plugged it in underneath. I had a spare port in and I disconnected the DSL modem, so plugged it in there, got a good power supply, and she's rocking and rolling. KCKGO.
Well, that's going to work wonders for the net then. You don't have to worry about us. No more going up to the attic, right?
Exactly. So now I'm good to go there. And I wanted to sound all staticky or, like I said, running around. And I got my little bow thing here on low power, and she's doing pretty good.
Yes, sir. That will work out nice. Well, let's see. I'm trying to finish up the day here for ARC's work. I went out to the Hamlin Pub, had a little dinner with the family. That was nice. And I can't think of what else to do. I guess I'll probably bring some of those HTs like we were talking about just in case Mike decides he wants to go simplex on that Skywarn thing.
Oh, definitely.
All right, Tom, give me a second. I'm going to switch over to Wally's Motorola on the 7.2 VHF, see if that signal's a little bit better. I've had a little receive trouble on the Yaesu, but it's definitely on my side, not your side. You're fine.
Sounds good. I'll be here, KCKGO.
KC8KJO from NAWRO. How copy?
NAWRO, KC8KJO. Sound very clear, very good, like you're sitting next door to me.
Yeah, likewise with your signal now. It's so much better. I don't know what it might be. It could be the little jumper going from the antenna switch to the Yaesu. I'm not sure what it is, but I hate giving out reception reports on a signal that, you know, on a radio that's not actually listening to the signal properly. But this Motorola not only does P25, but Wally's got 7.2 programmed in as well, and, man, it comes in nice, especially your signal now.
Gotta love those Motorolas. I love them, I love them, I love them. If I can afford another one, I'd buy another one. Of course, it would be a dual band, of course. And I'm looking at the ones that Wally has are really nice.
So it is interesting on some of the, you know, you get whatever configuration, there's lots of configurations out there, but some of the surplus, like this one, for example, is VHF only. Granted, it does P25 as well, which is the main attraction, of course. But it does VHF analog, but not UHF. And then on my HT from Kinect Systems, similar to other Motorolas, it does DMR and it does UHF analog, but not VHF. So we're getting back to that whole thing. We want one radio that does everything. That would be nice.
Now, how's my audio on this? Because it's one thing that Wally and I set up on when we were testing it.
I don't really see how it could be any better. Now, especially since I switched over on my side to the Motorola, the front-firing speaker on this, it's really good, and your audio, I wouldn't say quite full quieting, but it's just, it's the best it can be for VHF analog.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm using UHF to the All-Star link, and then, of course, it goes right into the All-Star node at MAC, and then shoots it off from there, so.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the full path here. So this is transmitting, the RF signal that I'm getting is transmitting from Mount Clemens from 13. But my RF signal is going into the Richmond 7 blocks away, and then you're getting it through your node there. So it's kind of interesting if you think about the path.
Oh, absolutely. So you're TXing from your QTH to the Richmond receiver, which is then linked to downtown Mount Clemens via beam. And then I'm linked to the Mount Clemens via the All-Star node there that's linked to it. And I'm going through the internet back to UHF to me. Yeah, it's kind of unique, but it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, so if you stop to think about it, there's still some RF hops there. Like the big RF, not really big, but the longest would be the Clem to Richmond when I receive your signal. Very short one from my QTH. So, yeah, you just covered it. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Well, do you want to try UHF? Because I got that programmed in my HD also.
Sure thing. QSY to FBI. NAWRO.
KCKJ over to FBI.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 30 degrees.